Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Love Chris Evans. Woo! Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Yeah, baby. All right, Vassos. Who's here now?
Not content with starring in the biggest film of the year and at Carfest, our next guest is also front and centre of your Christmas Day. He stars in Tabby McTat on BBC One, just as you finish your second helping of Brussels sprouts. So let's all enjoy a festive ride-along with Rob Brydon!
Yay! It's Rob Brydon! Yeah. Happy Christmas, Rob!
Happy Christmas, Chris.
Are you staying?
Well,
take your coat off. Come on.
Oh, sorry, I thought you might. Are you staying in Britain for Christmas?
No. Yes. Just because it looked terrible on camera, that's all.
Oh, it will. It looks like you don't want to be here and nothing could be further from the truth.
Because I love it.
All right, who believes him? I believe him.
You know it's true.
No, I know. Tabby McTat, you've done it again. You've bagged another Christmas Day slot.
I know.
This is now a Chris must. You have to have Rob Brydon on your telly somehow on Christmas Day.
It's a lovely film, isn't it?
Congratulations. Yeah, for people who don't know the story, tell them the story, then we'll tell them about the anime.
Okay. It's a Julia Donaldson, Axel Scheffler book, like The Gruffalo, Room on the Broom. Tabby McTat is this cat. He's a busker's cat, and Fred is the busker. That's who I play. And they busk together in the street, and then one day they are separated. And little Tabby goes to live with another family. He's quite happy, but always wonders, where is Fred the busker? And will they be reunited? Won't they be reunited? Who knows?
I think we all know.
They're reunited.
It would be a terrible Christmas Day show otherwise, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they get back together.
2:35, Christmas Day afternoon, BBC One. Boom!
I know.
Leading into the Queen's speech, well, the King's speech now. Yeah. But amazing. How did you get this gig?
Well, I started doing them about 10 years ago with the Gruffalo. I played the snake.
Yes.
Where are you going, little brown mouse? Come for a meal in my log pile house. And then got asked back for another one. And then another one. So then for a while it was, oh God, I wonder if they're going to ask me. I hope they do, you know. And they did. And then we get on great with the people that make them, Magic Light. So I've done them all. I mean, sometimes no more than a meow. In Room on the Broom, or literally all I do is go, meow.
But what a meow that was.
Yeah, that's a good meow.
What was the second thing you did then? What is that?
That, well, you see, that's a different type of meow, because the director on that was going, this time, you know, I want not sure the cat, should she get on the broom or not? She can't decide. Ooh. And I would go, meow. Now, this time, really wants to get onto the broom, some excitement. Meow. Essentially the same meow.
Oh, I know, not at all.
There was a whole
that was
different
amazing.
Intent
you were getting something else.
Yeah, there was this consternation, this procrastination, there was uncertainty. The difference in the meows then was palpable.
Well, thank you. But so sometimes it's that little thing then, like The Highway Rat was lovely because I got to narrate it. I was the whale in Snail and the Whale, cast against type. And with this one, I am the busker. So I get to sing as well.
You may well have more in common with this particular role than any other role. Because I was thinking, this is cool. You get to sing as well. Yeah. He's awesome.
And people never heard the song, so they've read it. So it's me, you, and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. But nobody knows what the tune is,
we do now.
Yeah.
Well, we do now.
Well, you do now, and everybody else will. And it's a lovely, lovely tune that they've come up with. So I got to go in and sing it. And it is moving. It's a really moving It's a really moving film because the animation is beautiful. Yeah. And it's got so much heart to it.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And it's no mean budget. It's no mean, lean budget. It's proper, isn't it? Other names in the frame, Rob?
Well, does the name Jodie Whittaker mean anything to you?
I think it might. I think it might.
You might say, who is she?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Thank
who
you.
Is she?
Thank
yeah, Jodie is the narrator. Cariad Lloyd, yeah. Wonderful Welsh talent, is also in it. And others too numerous to mention.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I know what that means.
All right. Rachel.
I would just like to invite... Thank you very much, Rob, for inviting Alex and I to Clara's birthday party under duress.
We didn't invite you to my wife's birthday party.
This we had a wonderful time.
At Carfest.
Yes.
Talking about Claire's birthday party coming up. And was it you or
no,
Alex?
No, it's Alex. It was not me.
Alex somehow decided his task was to become invited. Now, listen, we very much like Rachel and Alex. So we invited them and they came to my wife's birthday party.
Aww.
We had a lovely time. There was an espresso martini tree tower.
At your house is this?
No, we had it at a place on the river.
You had it at a place. It's good to have it at a place, isn't it? Yeah, and you can pretend it's your house.
I was just telling Rachel when I saw her outside, there's a photo from the photos on the night of when they arrive, okay? And we're on this, like, terrace by the water, and there are some steps, and Rachel is kind of arms open to Claire, my wife, and they're all big smiles. And in the background, you can see Alex coming down the steps with a kind of shirking look on his face. He's going like this. As if he's not sure if he should be there.
Oh.
I'm going to get it framed. I'll give it to
thanks.
You.
Thanks.
I like that. I like that. That's not a signature Alex Horn look, is it?
No, he never sort of bulldozes his way in anywhere. He just really wanted to go
he just
to
wants
your party.
To be your friend.
Well, we know we made lots of friends at Carfest.
Have you been on Taskmaster?
No.
Well, come on. I mean,
I don't think I'd be very good
you're
at
comedian.
It.
You're a comedian.
Qualified. Do it.
I don't think I'd be very good.
So when Kevin Bridges came in the other day, you begged me to ask him to be on Taskmaster.
Yes.
No mention of you being on today.
It's hurtful.
Well, that's because Alex maybe has a direct line to Rob after unused inviting himself
thus
to his
far.
Party.
Well, we've changed our numbers since then.
And all future locations of parties.
Yeah.
Was it a big one? Was it a big party?
Yeah, it was a
big party.
Yeah.
Correct. Good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
You're not 80 every day.
You are not.
No.
No. And hopefully none of us will ever feel 80 any day. That's us.
How is the ice bathing going, Rob? Because you asked me to put you in touch with Luke from the ice bath company, which I did, but I did it a bit late and you'd already bought one.
You snooze and you lose, Vassos.
Yeah. How's it all going?
It took about 3 days to get back to me on that.
That's quite quick for Vassos.
You said
in fact, he remembered is something.
I'm doing the ice baths, right? And I've got this thing in the garden, yes, and yeah. It's basically what you were actually doing was a paddling pool.
I know.
And it was sort of 15 degrees, and you thought
it was
cold.
Warmer than that, fast. Yeah. So we got courtesy of Mr. Evans. I have this rather lovely little kind of sauna in the garden. We talk about this.
Of course. Okay, you can talk about anything you like.
Thanks to Chris, right? So and I do that, and I'm loving it. I love it. It's my happy place. I was in there yesterday morning. And so this idea then that you go from hot to cold.
Yeah.
So I was banging on about it. I rigged a little outdoor shower, quite cold, not that cold, so I get underneath that. And my friend and neighbour, Sarah and James, they then bought me an inflatable ice bath thing.
Right.
You fill it with water, stick some ice in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was Rocky Balboa. I was getting in. I was staying there for 2 minutes.
Rocky Balboa on the rocks.
On the rocks.
Yeah.
And then one day I decided to measure the temperature. Just how cold am I enduring? It was 20 degrees. So I said to Vassos at Carfest, look, I want to do this properly, and I know that you do it, and I know you... Do you do it, Rachel?
When there's one available.
Okay. So we were there, and you told me about this company, da-da-da-da, and you were going to put me in touch, and then I heard nothing, and we went to another company. I don't know if we can mention...
Tell me it's Brass Monkey.
Yes, yes, he was, yeah.
Goodness me. Because that's an ice bath, because it has ice in it.
Well, that's about... Yes. That's being delivered next year.
You going for the barrel
year.
Or the bath?
Barrel.
The barrel.
Yeah. No room for the bath. So, yeah, the barrel.
Excellent.
Which Simon Pegg on his Instagram the other day, have you seen that? He put a thing. He's ripped. Have you seen Simon? Simon is ripped.
You're quite ripped.
Not like him.
You're doing all right, mate.
Not like him. Well, You know, I look after myself, Christopher.
You clearly do, if not somebody else looks after you on your behalf.
So anyway, this thing hasn't come yet. Who knows? This thing I'm getting, you can also heat it. Yeah. And my great fear is that is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to heat it and sit with a glass of wine of an evening.
What a wonderful thing. I mean, champagne showbiz problems, no question about that.
Oh, however, I know. Listen, and that's why I'm, I'm a lucky man.
Yeah, no, you're a very, very lucky man, as we all are. Mm. We're very lucky to do this for a living.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Rob is here, though, primarily to talk about Tabby McTatt. It's on Christmas Day. Once again, the king has to mop up after Tabby McTatt has won all the viewers. And the king will get sloppy seconds with his speech again after Tabby McTatt. 2:35 p.m. on BBC One. We watched the making of as well. We were all sent that.
Yes.
Is that available anywhere?
I don't know. I've seen that, but I don't know where you would watch that. They'll probably stick it out
it's
on
really
some social.
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you do it when you go in to do those animations. The thing you see first of all is just line drawings, you know. And what's interesting is that even, I remember with the snail and the whale, even the line drawings kind of have a beauty of their own, very different, very minimalistic, and they tell the story. And so I will do that a year, maybe a little bit more than a year, ahead of it coming out. And then you go back in to tidy up stuff, by which point they've sort of coloured it in, as it were, and it's just
magnificent.
Beautiful. This is set in an urban landscape. Some of the others, like the snail and the whale, have been in, you know, the sort of glory of nature. This is one of the first, I think Julia Donaldson said, this is one of the first that Axel Scheffler illustrated in an urban setting.
And he's in the making of, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's cool.
He's a great guy.
Do you think that's his house that he's filmed in?
Yeah, I would imagine it is.
I hope it is, because it's such a beautiful house. I think, oh, that's really good. If you borrow that house, you've borrowed the right house for the film shoot.
Well, he lives not far from me, and I was doing a new material night recently at a local art centre, and he got in touch asking if he could come along. And I thought, you know, when you do a new material night, you don't really want people you know there, because there's a lot of this stuff isn't going to work. You know, you're just trying stuff out, and you have to be able to fail. So ideally, you don't want the guy who's illustrated the Gruffalo and all this stuff. Anyway, he came with his family and he enjoyed it. And then when I saw him at the screening of this, he'd done me a little thank you card, which he'd illustrated by hand, of the busker and the cat and, you know, things like that.
Mega.
Are fantastic.
Mega.
Yeah.
That's why you go to work, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's why you go to work. Talking of work, your film has been nominated for you and your film has been nominated for 9 Golden Globes.
Well, you know, Chris, when I made Barbie,
unbelievable.
when I embarked on my journey with Barbie, let's be in no doubt, I'm in it for 6 seconds. If you haven't seen it, I could perform it for you now.
Please, yeah,
because
please, we
do have the time. Okay. America Ferrera goes to the discontinued Barbie house where Kate McKinnon is in charge. And she sees me stood with my little plastic dog. And she says, "Sugar Daddy Ken?" And I say, "No, no, 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 no." Which I improvise, by the way. I say, "I'm not a sugar daddy." And at this point, we're halfway through my performance. I say, "I'm not a sugar daddy. This is Sugar," gesturing to the dog. "And I'm her daddy." And that's it.
Yes! And for that, you get 9
wow.
Golden Globe nominations.
Can I say I've had 9 Golden Globe nominations, Chris?
I would.
Can I?
I'm saying it on your behalf.
All
you
right.
can say it as well.
I'll take it.
The No, 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 which you improvised. Well done on the improvisation.
Thank you.
Known for your improvisation.
Thank you.
Your spontaneity, your, what do they call it? What is it called?
Oh, extemporising.
Extemporisation, which is awesome. They left it in.
They did, yeah. She was, well, Greta Gerwig, who directed it, is really into a comedy. She loved a show I did 23 years ago called Human Remains, which was scripted but based on improvisations. Mm. That's how we wrote it, was via improvisation. She loved that, and Margot Robbie loved Gavin and Stacey. So it was kind of perfect, you know, and they were all over that. So it was incredibly creative set. I was on one of the last days, so there was a real end of term.
Where was it?
Feeling. Warner Brothers up at Leavesden,
right,
where they did Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
The set was incredible. It's that Barbie house that you see in the film, bright colours. I'm up on the first floor, and I've actually got a harness on and a cable attached to my back in case I fell off.
Just in case.
That's the closest I'll ever get
but what a budget,
to a Tom Cruise-like situation.
You're basically a stuntman.
Yeah, but or they're worried I was going to trip up.
So Barbie has such a great budget that this isn't so you fly.
Just in case you should
just
fall.
Just in case, a just-in-case harness.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
want
a just-in-case harness?
I'd like one at home.
Did your agent demand that? Are you aware of this? Or
did anyone else have one? Or was it
just Tom Sturton, who plays Magic Earring Ken.
Oh, yeah.
He's next to me. He has
one as well. Did you compare harnesses? Is there a pecking order of harnesses? Oh, my goodness me. Best whisper you've heard this year? Everybody's talking about Gavin and Stacey again.
I know. I don't know anything. This happens all the time. Ruth and James are pictured together.
But also because he's back now, isn't he?
But he's back, so they're bound to meet up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're bound to meet up. What have you heard? Anything?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Okay, other exciting things that may be happening, may not be happening? Do you want to talk about those or not? Is it tempting fate? I always think if you talk about them, it increases the chances of them happening. Some people think the opposite.
Well, there's always stuff, you know. You've always got various projects and some of them land. And some of them don't. I've got a big series that comes out next year on Amazon, which I hope I'll come back and tell you about.
Is that the Francis Drake one?
My Lady Jane, where I had the beard, which I started growing that beard, not last year's Carfest,
the Carfest before. And you did loads of jokes about Richard Hammond at the Carfest before.
Yeah.
And this year, Richard Hammond was there quite a lot with you, and you got to know him, and that was all good.
And we had that chat about standing on a slope.
Of course I do. It's the funniest real chat IRL in real life chat I've ever been witness to. I wasn't party of it. I was party to it, but I wasn't part of it, was I?
Well, me and Hammond are essentially the same height, and we stood at Carfest on this kind of sloping
ground.
And if you're chatting to somebody who's much taller, you naturally look for the slope because you just want to have some status or standing in this exchange. So you're not kind of looking up like that. So he and I, without even thinking, were just slightly looking at the ground, finding the slope. But the first year.
No, but what was interesting? Sorry about that.
Go on.
What was interesting about that is because there was two of you who have the same inclination to do with inclines. Bizarrely, you kept moving up the slope together, not knowing, and then you were further away from the tall people. And then in the end, you were sort of shouting distance away, but at least you were
almost
the same height.
We'd almost left the campsite.
Yeah.
We
thought we did something to offend the both of you. No, it's just the height thing.
It was funny, but the first year when I was just beginning to grow that little goatee beard, and I'd gone in for a colour test in makeup, so they dye it and they try and get it to look good for the screen and everything, and they'd gone very dark by mistake. So that first one, it wasn't a full thing, it would look like Richard's, didn't it?
You know?
Or late period Pacino. You know, he had that,
he
used to have that, very, very dark beard looking like that. He had that for that Al Pacino, the actor. He had that for ages. So I was stuck with that beard. It was a 7-month shoot. I had it for blooming ages.
Yeah.
I think if the series goes again, I might have a stick-on one instead.
Okay, and you can demand that because obviously it means the first season. Well, you've got the 9 golden glows by then. You'll be like, where do I put these?
Yeah.
I'll put some in the sauna, some in the ice bath.
Oh, no, stop. Stop it now.
Tabby McTagg, your Christmas Day, could it be any better? Yes, it could, unless you're watching Tabby McTagg. Anyhow, 2:35, BBC One Christmas Day afternoon, starring the one, the only Rob Ryder.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Rob. I think that's it. We've got to go now. That's it. We're out of here. Okay, well, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're the best.
As always.
You are the best ever.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em. Come on. Things to do. Don't cheer. You'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.